third guest, just a sophomore, Max Nason. And Max, you would have been, congratulations on a great game, but you would have been a dream team star, all UP team, if you weren't a sophomore, because I think the writers said, well, I got to defer to a senior here. But you had a whale of a season. I don't know if you had one back, a bad snap. What does it mean to you to be state champs?
It's everything. You know, it's grind day in and out. It's never stopping. And, you know, we don't always play for ourselves. A lot of the time we're just playing for the seniors. You know, that's kind of our motto. We go into the championship, we're like, we're not playing for ourselves. We're playing for the seniors. You play for them. They worked hard. You go and get it for them, and then at the end of the day, it's a big team.
Talk about the relationship between you and Luke. When you've got to snap that ball all the way back there in the gun, and yet you do it perfectly every time, you guys must have spent a lot of time together developing that camaraderie.
Yeah, it's been something that's been going on since fifth grade youth football. I mean, he was my quarterback. I was the center all throughout, and it's been my dream to play on varsity with him, and, you know, that's been going on since last year, and I can't thank the Lord enough for that. I mean, it's crazy, and we do put in a lot of time. I mean, all summer.
Coach Leo is the head coach, and I'm sure he and Luke talk football nonstop, also Lane and so on. But your dad is the assistant coach and played college football and so on. How much dialogue is there between you and your dad?
It's every day. There's never a day where there's not football in our talk. I mean, leading up to this game, it was, hey, we got to play hard. You can't underestimate this team, and we didn't. We came out and played hard.
Talk about the communication that goes on between you and the guy, the guard on the right side of you and the guard on the left side of you.
So there's a lot. You know, they played a different defense than what we're used to, you know. And so same with Marion last week, but it's a lot of communication. You got to know what your play is. You got to know how to block it. You got to know your assignment, and it takes a lot. It's not a thing that you can pick up right away.
That center position, what's the hardest thing to master as a center?
I'd say the hardest thing is, honestly, your snap. Like, maybe pulling. Maybe pulling is the hardest because you're in the middle and you got to get around. But honestly, I guess it comes a little natural for me.
I'm going to ask you what I asked another gentleman here just moments ago. What does it mean to have a guy, a vintage pulling guard like Elaine Nehring?
It's awesome. I love to see it, you know, because I'll block my guy out and, you know, he'll spin off or whatever. And I look, and then there's Lane Nehring going down, picking a kid up, slamming him, picking another kid up, slamming him. And it's just something crazy. You don't see that every day.
Isn't it something to have Alex Nazer, who was thwarted last year, couldn't play in the championship game. He gets injured. He comes back, fights through it. And here he is in a state championship game, making a difference today. What did it mean to you to see that kid resurrect his career this year?
It meant everything. That kid is one of my brothers. And, you know, I hated how he got gypped out of last year. But you can't do anything about that. And then when he got his injury, I was like, oh, dang, he's going to be out. And, nope, he came back. And when I saw Al streaking for his first touchdown, then his second, and then his third, it was just crazy.
And then to have Dylan Plunger go down, one of your teammates, who is a vintage player and a great basketball player. The good news, he's a junior, and I know he'll be back fighting alongside you in the trench or outside running the ball and so on next year. Talk about Plunger.
That kid, he puts in some good work, and, you know, after he tore his ACL or something, and it's pretty bad. And he said, I'm coming back stronger than ever next year, and I believe it. I mean, he's been putting in the work since his injury, too.
Finally, when you gathered in that huddle down there and the community gathering around you, what did Coach Gorzynski have to say? Because this guy, football is heart and soul for him.
You know, he didn't really say too much. He said, boys, you earned this one. And he said, break it down.
Well, I'll tell you what you did, because when you're not in the garage over there hitting weights, you're down to Jake Gorzynski's place hitting weights. You guys are committed to the weight room. And if you're not willing to hit weights, you're probably not going to make the Jets team.
No, not always. But, you know, there's some... It's not always about that. You know, a lot of kids put in that extra work to become that better player. And a lot of us do. It's always consistency. We're always in the gym. We're always doing something.
Congratulations. Just a sophomore. You had a vintage season. Go get him again.
Thank you.